These pictures are both painted about 1874, the year of the first of the revolutionary Impressionist exhibitions. Throughout this decade, the artists are working together intensely, often focusing on the same subjects, here, the little village of Pontoise.
The two paintings that we are looking at depict the very same house. That house, for some reason, became a focus of interest by both artists over and over. What I find interesting is that clearly the Pissarro to your right is much more inviting, even though you're in this cold, snow weather. The sense that you can penetrate the picture visually, you know exactly where you are. With the Cézanne, you're almost threatened to fall off your feet.
Yeah, absolutely. And usually painters make it their job to eliminate confusion for the sake of the realism of the scene. In the Cézanne, I mean, you just can't tell. Mm. You know, what are these splotches of black? What is a window? What is a shadow?
If we are right in thinking that these two works were done around 1874, when Pissarro and Cézanne receive the name Impressionist as a new identity, it is true that obviously Cézanne does something already quite different there from what you see in the Pissarro. Cézanne dissolves entirely the atmospheric effect and creates this sense of pure spatial organization that is quasi-timeless. The painting by Cézanne is in fact done partly with a palette knife. I mean, you get almost these blocks of color that are applied like plaster. You know, there's a sort of a bizarre mimicry between the walls, the surfaces of the building itself, and the way paint is applied.
A great writer on Cézanne, Lawrence Gowing, once said, Cézanne's colleagues painted effects and Cézanne painted things. He certainly also does it to make the scene confusing, and to the extent it's confusing, the more I think you are attached to looking at the picture.